Good morning, everyone. This is Dina from the Roy Blue Candle, and today's topic, we are going to talk about if someone is asking you for money. It could be a man, a woman, a friend, a family member. So this is like an overall in general, but if you are in a relationship, listen carefully to this episode. And also, I just want to let you all know that my episodes that I'll be airing is going to be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, Eastern Standard Time, okay? So let's get down to this topic for today. So if a man or woman or anyone asks for money, you know, from anyone, you know, especially in a relationship or your partner, that could be a very sensitive issue that may involve various factors like communication, trust, financial responsibility, and relationship dynamic. So I will provide you some insight on how to handle this situation. One is to have an open communication. It's very important for partners or both partners to communicate openly and honestly about their financial matters. Encourage an open dialogue where both parties can express their thoughts, concerns, and expectations regarding money. Then you want to set boundaries. Establish clear boundaries when it comes to financial support. Discuss and agree upon how money will be managed in a relationship, including who is responsible for what expenses and how financial decisions will be made. Understanding the reasons. Try to understand why a man or woman or anyone is asking for money. Is it due to a temporary financial setback? Or is it a hardship? Or is it irresponsible spending habits? Or is it a deeper underlying issues? So understanding the root cause can help address the problem effectively. Financial planning. Work together to create a budget and financial plan that aligns with both parties or partners' goals and priorities. Setting financial goals and tracking expenses can help individual financial transparency and accountability. Then you want to encourage financial independence, like encourage the man or woman or anyone to take responsibility for his or her or them financial well-being and work towards a financial independence. You know, offer support and guidance in developing financial skills and improving money management habits. Then if you're still struggling, you know, then seek a professional help. If financial issues are causing a significant strain on a relationship, consider seeking the help of a financial counselor or a therapist or a financial planner. You know, professional guidance can help both partners navigate the financial challenges and improve communication. And then you want to evaluate the relationship. Reflect on the overall health of the relationship and whether the financial issues are symptomatic of deeper issues, or consider seeking couples counseling to address the underlying relationship dynamic and improve communication. So overall, it's very important to approach the situation with empathy, understanding, and willingness to work together towards a solution that is beneficial for both partners. I know it can be complicated, but try. Remember that every relationship is unique, and it's very essential to find a solution that works best for both individuals involved. So there you have it. Thank you so much for tuning in. You all take care and God bless.